Blog Talk Radio.
America, welcome to Sight and Vision Disability and Senior Talk Radio Show. Information about your disability rights, your disability information, and your disability dollar. At your voice, an advocate, voice your concern, voice your opinion, but please let your voice be heard. Our mission is to bring to you the people, the places, and the things that can change your life for the better, which means inclusion in society, which means living more independently in your home and in your community. America, welcome to Sight and Vision Disability and Senior Talk Radio Show. I am your host, Reverend Radio Ray Razor, your friendly neighborhood networker. Our motto is increase your network and you'll increase your net worth. And behind microphone number two is our host with the mostest, Miss Renee. Welcome, my listening audience. You're listening to Sight and Vision Disability and Senior Talk Radio Show. I am your host, Reverend Radio Ray Razor. And although I've been blind for more than 50 years, when I was a mere lad of 13, a firecracker, which is a big cherry bomb, exploded in my face and blinded me in both eyes. But in spite of that, every morning I rise, I feel blessed, highly favored, and I know God is good. Greetings, and how are you doing today, Miss Renee?
Reverend Ray, like everybody else, I am waiting for spring to spring. We keep going from spring weather to winter weather to spring weather. I am so confused.
Well, Ms. Renee, I'm sure you're not the only one because and those who have pets like dogs, and those who have pets like dogs, like Mr. Ray Pico, when it gets hot, his coat started kicking hair off him. Then the next day it's cold, his coat starts growing again. So I don't know what my apartment is looking like with this hair flying all over the place. But anyway, I don't have to control that. The other person that stay there with me have to worry about that. So but I get off of that because it might end up costing me something. But this one, today, let us know what our rundown is and let us know who our special guest.
I would be delighted. Well, we always begin with the adventures of Mr. Ray and Mr. Ray Tico, and then we go to in the news, the good, the bad, and the ugly, news which affects the disability and senior community. And then your challenge to us each week is a call to action. Now, according to the AARP research, more than 80% of older adults wish to age in place. But the report goes on to say that 85% have done nothing to prepare for that. Our guest, Meher Karma, is a certified aging in place specialist and can discuss how we can choose to age in place on our terms. So back over
Hello,
to
everyone.
You, Norman Ray.
Well, I know I'm aging, so I definitely need to listen to this show. But I like to start this show with
now,
always
we have a lot
of feedback
from your mic, Reverend Ray.
No, it's something else that's on.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Much
so I like to always start the show with the adventures of Mr. Ray and his German Shepherd seeing that dog, Mr. Ray Tico, that 100 pounds of wonder. And it's brought to you by the Big Bad Wolf Pet Store, which is located up in the Tacoma Park, and it's a beautiful pet store, and it's run by Mrs. Penny, and it's called the Big Bad Wolf, and that wolf is W-O-O-F. They got dog food and pet food look scrumptious sometimes for even people to eat. When I look at the ingredients in that dog food, whole eggs, real cheese. I don't know what kind of cheese I've been eating, but it didn't have real cheese written on it. But anyway, she take real care of Mr. Ray Chico, and that's the Big Bad Wolf. You can go on and check their website out at www.thebigbadwolf.com, and that wolf is W-O-O-F. You can call them at 202-747-3434. That's 202-747-3434. And the wonderful thing is that they do deliver. You don't even have to go outside if the weather turns cold one day and it turns too hot the other day. You can just call them and they will deliver. Again, that phone number is 202-747-3434. The Adventures of Mr. Ray and Mr. Ray Tico. Well, just FYI, for those who catching transportations, particularly taxi cabs, if you are refused, which we're finding out a lot of people that's using CNI dogs are being refused by taxi cab drivers, please find out who is your Office of Human Rights, because, and please go file people. I know sometimes that, you know, it takes time to go down and fill out papers and all, but if we don't stop taxi drivers from not picking up people with disability, because a lot of times they won't even pick up a person in a wheelchair, all right? And I mean, it could be your family member, it could be your friend, and it could end up being you. So if you see a taxi cab driver do not pick you up, he is violating your rights. So just get online or find out where your Office of Human Rights is located, and go file that person and, you know, and make a complaint against them. All right, so that is the Adventures of Mr. Ray and Mr. Ray Tico. You'll hear more adventures about Mr. Ray and Mr. Ray Tico, and that is brought to you by the Big Bad Wolf Pet Store. So in the news, the good, the bad, the ugly, information that affects persons with disability and senior citizens. I'm just going to do, good and a bad for you. The good is this. Even though I was just telling about taxi cab drivers in Prince George County, they have a program now that where you can catch a taxi cab. It's called Ability Ride, and I'll give you the number. The number is 202-962-1100. That's 202-962-1100. You have to sign up for the program if you already hold a Metro Access card. And what it is that with Metro Access, regular Metro Access, you have to call 24 hours to make reservations and that kind of thing. With Ability Ride, you can call at that time immediately, real time, to get a taxi. Still, you can call and reserve a taxi cab. And so check that out. And the season is open now for those who want to become part of this program. But you have to sign up for the program. And again, that number is 202-962-1100. And it's Maryland, Prince George County, Maryland program. D.C. have their own program as well as Montgomery County, but there are different numbers that you have to call. But this has just been instituted in the last few months for persons in Prince George County. Now, in the bad is this. People with disability is going to have to start being more visible. I know Metro Access is a wonderful thing, and they pick you up at your door, some at your curb, take you to where you're going. People never get to see people with disability anymore, so they think that disability has been eradicated, which it has not. So people with disability need to be out in the public more. We need to volunteer to be on committees in the community. We need to go to the different events that's going on in the community. We have to be more visible and get involved. People, please get involved. That if you're not at the table, then you don't get to make some of the solutions for the problems that you and your community is having. So please get involved. I mean, even if you get involved in your church and a committee, even if a ministry, even if you get involved at your local library, but please get involved. Now, my call to action is for people to get involved in what's going on. People with disability, you can't expect other people, your family, your friends, and neighbors, to advocate on your behalf. You have to become a number one advocate for yourself and get your friends with other disabilities become advocates as well. So our call to action, and you know our motto is, if you can't fly, run. If you can't run, walk. If you can't walk, crawl. But just keep moving. And as Ms. Renee like to say, my double negative is just don't do nothing. Please just do something. So over to hosted with the Moses, Ms. Renee, and she will introduce our special guest for today.
Thank you, Reverend Bay. Well, the AARP research says more than 80% of older adults would prefer to age in place, but the report goes on to say that 85% have done nothing to prepare for that eventuality, and our guest, Meher Khama, is a certified aging in place specialist. And so today we're going to discuss how we can choose to age in place in our own homes. Welcome, Meher.
Thank you. So happy to be on the show tonight, today.
Welcome. And we always say the first time we're going to be easy on you, but after that we're going to treat you like family. And you know how family treat family when they come to visit, okay?
I'm so happy with that. I'm so happy with that. And I will treat you as a family too.
Okay. Go ahead, Mr. Nate. Hit him with it.
All right. Well, Meher, are there benefits to aging in place?
Could you say that one more time, please?
I sure can. Are there benefits for seniors to age in place?
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you. That's a very important and good question. I have been an occupational therapist for over 20 years, and I have dealt with people with different age groups. So I have seen a shift in trend where in the past, people want to go to a nursing home or to a senior citizen community. And because a lot of research and a lot of evidence has mounted showing that aging in place is a valuable and needed and much healthier kind of a trend, now there has been a huge shift where we're trying to help people age in place. For someone who's been living in a community for, let's say, the last 20, 30, 40 years, I'm sure he or she would like to stay close to their neighborhood that they have been acquainted with. They would like to stay close to their doctors, to their barber, to their shopping centers, to their church. And taking someone out of their environment and trying to get them in a new environment not only can it bring a lot of confusion, but it can be depressing and can be accompanied by safety issues, frustration, and even functional dependability kind of issues. So absolutely, there's a lot of benefits to aging in place.
Well, you know, you really answered my next question, which was what were the reasons that seniors give for not wanting to move? And you talk about familiarity, the personal care people that they're used to, their barber, their church, a number of things are there. What, in your experience, what are the most often, what reasons are most often given for not moving? And I want to talk about one is called anxiety and fear and loss of control and the impact of a new environment on personal choices. How important is that to the senior?
Well, Renee, as we age, a lot of things change. Our abilities, physical, visual, sensory, emotional even abilities change. The four-bedroom house that we always have enjoyed and have been able to navigate the stairs up and down, going in and out of the garage and accessing bathrooms, you know, getting in the bathtub without thinking twice about it, become a huge challenge. And we could be looking at the bathtub as the hill of a big mountain that may lead us to fall in it. a lot of people end up being confined in smaller parts of their bigger houses because they're not able to negotiate the stairs. They cannot get in the bathtub. Some of them end up having to use the powder room to take a shower. So you start thinking, okay, so this is the place that I always loved and lived in. So, but do I want to be confined and live as a hostage in this place, or do I want to modify this place in order to be more conducive and friendly to my needs? And that's where the assessment and the services step in to help you find and identify the barriers that you have in your home and propose solutions for you.
Okay, well, we're going to take a break, and on the other side of the break, we're going to explore this a little bit more. And today, with one boomer in turning 65 every 8 seconds, this is a serious social and health concern. So on the other side of the break, we're going to continue to talk with Meher Karma about what we can do to age in place. Reverend Ray, can you pay a few bills for us?
Indeed I can. Indeed we must. You're listening to blogtalkradio.com/marketingpulpit. And the show is Sight and Vision, Disability and Senior Talk Radio Show. And we will say, if you want to know more information and hear some of our past programs, please check out website www.sightandvisionradio.com. That's site, S-I-G-H-T, and A-N-D, vision, V-I-S-I-O-N, radio.com. If you want to hear a real live voice, you can call us at 301-377-6468. Again, that is 301-377-6468. We're heard here every Friday on East Coast time. But please check out our website, listen to our past programs, and back to our host with the most, Ms. Renee, and our special guest.
Well, again, we want to welcome Meher Karma to Sight and Vision today. Meher has begun to share with us that senior adults can experience falls, injuries, and burns. And your company, Masa Medical's tagline is, we help you create life and style. Homes are modified, Meher, based on a senior's adult's changes, whether it's visual, mental, or physical, as you pointed out. What do you look for, and how do you go in to help someone who needs to not be held hostage in one part of their house because of barriers that used to serve them well?
Very good question, Renee. So basically, our process is made out of 5 steps, where we go and do the thorough assessment throughout the house, step by step, each part of your home to see what kind of challenges you have. Getting into your kitchen, getting into your bathroom, negotiating stairs. We check the lighting, the flooring to see, you know, the kind of hazards that could be outlined as a problem or confine your function. After which we identified those barriers, we put the modifications in place, and then we bring in the equipment that you may need. Some people may need stair lift. Some people may need basic equipment to help them dress and bathe. Technologies maybe to open the door from a distance if they are in a wheelchair or something like that. May need something to help them with their medication management. May need something to be able to identify different objects because of their sensory issues, whether it's hearing or vision loss. Now, when it comes to the modifications, for people, for instance, to just think about bathroom safety. That's where majority of the falls happen. And for your bathroom to be safe, number one, here are the steps. Number one, you need to think about installing grab bars. Number two, you need to have a handheld shower. Number three, you need to have a tub, non-skidding mat. Number four, you have to have a shower chair. And if you are not able to get in the bathtub, Absolutely. We would modify the bathroom. We would replace the tub with a curbless shower that will let you walk in. So everybody's needs are different based on their abilities and limitations. Some people live in an apartment. Some people live in a house. And our goal is to find out how can you be more independent, function safely. If someone is trying to get in and out of their house and they are not able to use their wheelchair, they may be in need of a ramp. If the entrances, if the pathways are narrow, you may need to have your doors widened. If you wake up at night to go to the bathroom, you may need to have lighting to help you with that, whether it's plug-in sensors or either some sort of audio devices that will help you turn the lights on. More people are opting to have smart homes where they can control mm-hmm. things from distance using their phones, controlling their entrances, their main door, in having a camera, and just doing more through their phone, especially if they are in a wheelchair or they are bedridden. So your needs, it depends on what you are able to do and what you're not able to do, and whether you really want to age in place and keep this place as friendly to you as you would like to.
Well, that is a lot of information in a really short period of time, and I love that you covered entrances, you covered barrier-free living spaces, both the bathrooms, the kitchens, the hallways, and the bedrooms, because those are absolutely the places where accidents are sort of waiting to happen. And the other thing is, you know, we oftentimes think about modifications based on an adult's visual, but it can also be mental and other physical changes. And so I like that you talked about that. One of the things that most seniors are concerned about, because technology is moving so fast, so once they have the equipment, are they left on their own, or do you provide training?
Absolutely. The last step of what we do is where we provide you the training. So, you know, whether you need to be trained using the stair lift, or whether you decide to install even a ceiling lift, or whether you decide to install a remote door opener or any kind of other equipment, you know, that's all something that we can help people with. And, you know, at times the durable medical equipment that people may need could be very simple. Like, a lot of people have problems getting out of their bed, and they need one of those portable bed railings that you can simply slide under your mattress to help you pull on. We train people to how they make their environment more functional and safe. So we tell people to eliminate throw rugs. A lot of seniors fall on throw rugs. A lot of seniors fall because they use step stools. Just you cannot be adventurous. People try to you have to rethink, because, you know, as you said, Renee, falls is serious. One out of three Americans over 65 years of age fall once a year, and falls is the leading cause of emergency room visits for people who are over 65, causing the economy $50 billion. So, and you know, you can stop. Yes, you can stop things right, and then when you realize that, let me reconfigure things. Maybe trying to sit on a low seat is going to be a problem, and my legs are not helping me. Maybe you need a recliner, lift chair. Maybe, you know, I should not be bending over to pick up objects off the floor. Maybe I should get one of those picker-uppers or grappers. Maybe I need some mm-hmm. help to put my socks on. There's something called sock aid. Just simple technologies that would help people be functional, maintain the dignity, so you don't need the depending on people to do things. So I think that there are a lot of solutions, and technology has been proposing a lot of ideas to assure that people can be independent and safe. If you are, you know, using a wheelchair, you know, of course, you have to make sure that you have to think about, do I need a stair lift? Do I need to have a rolling shower chair to get in my shower. Do I need to go downstairs to the basement, or do I need to have a ground floor setup, which we do encourage people to have ground floor setup because, God forbid, should you have a fire or emergency, that stairlift may not work, so you are stranded upstairs, mm-hmm. and you have to have the fire department come to pick you up from the second floor where you may have a blazing fire. So a lot of, you know, sort of certain strategies and tips that make you happier, independent, and safe at home.
Well, I love the terms that you use, dignity and independence. Now, Meher, how can someone get, and I think most of us don't know how many small devices are available on any given day so that we can take care of our personal care. Meher, how can someone get in touch with you, whether it's a caregiver or a person listening to our show? How can they get more information from you?
Sure. One, you can visit our website. The website is MASA, that's M Mary, A Apple, S Sam, A Apple, dash Medical, MEDICAL.com. MASAMedical.com. Our phone number is 202-378-7558. On the website, you can feel free to get in touch with us, email us, inquire about any solutions. Luckily, we live at a time and age that there are a lot of services for people who have some sort of a disability. And I do encourage you to visit websites like the AARP. They have something called HomeFit. HomeFit is a questionnaire kind of a document that walks you step by step to how you can check out your house or different parts of your house to ensure that they're safe. And this is a well-put document by AARP. It's called HomeFit. As well, you can visit the National Council on Aging website. And I strongly suggest that you consider enrolling in, if you can, in some sort of an activity or exercise routine, because there's abundance of research that shows that people who are more active, stretching, exercising, toning up their muscles, are less likely to fall. Of course, you know, we know that falls may happen due to other reasons. But there are senior center communities as well in the area, such as the Bowie Senior Center and the Laurel Bowie Senior Center, that provide services for older adults. So, you know, preventing falls as well has those other virtues that I strongly encourage for you to take into consideration.
Well, I love that you share that because it is broader than just new equipment. It is a whole lifestyle, and I think that's why each week Reverend Ray's challenge to the listeners is always important. So, again, we will post Meher Masa's information on our website. Reverend May, I didn't leave you much time. I'm sorry, but over to you, sir.
Okay, and just a couple of things I want to say. First of all, thank you, Mayor, for being our guest. We certainly will have you back again to break down some of this. But one of the things that we're going to do, October is considered Disability Month. We also do a TV show called Disability Awareness. And between now and then, we're going to interview Mr. Mayor and those different incidents that you've seen. We're going to show those different things of people using this different equipment, because I think if visually people can see this, will be a good thing. So Mr. Mayor, would you consider letting us do a TV show on these devices and aids that can assist people?
Absolutely. Would be my pleasure. And I would love to share some scenarios, and, you know, we've been doing this work for the state for the last 8 years,
okay.
So we can help people, you know.
And let me let me just ask you one thing real quick. Now, in terms of, do you take Medicare and those type of things, or people pay out of pocket? Because people are always wondering, concerned about how do they pay for these services.
So if people have Medicaid waiver, we are providers for the Medicaid waiver. We're not okay. yet providers for Medicare, so Medicare clients would have to be out of pocket at this time.
Okay, and that could be worked out. All right, well, thank you very much. Our time is up, and we thank you for your time, sir, and we look forward to working with you on some other projects. All righty, so you've been listening
thank
to
you.
Sight and Vision. You're welcome. You've been listening to Sight and Vision Disability Senior Talk Radio Show. Our host, Ms. Renee, the host of With the Most, says goodbye. And I am Radio Reverend Ray. And I like to say, I might not have sight, but I can have vision, vision, vision. God bless and be blessed.